what do you call a little animal that looks all like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel, and it just runs along the ground?
That's called a ground squirrel.
And what do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells awful?
That's an old poodle.
What do you call a little creature that lives near the water and it just hops along the ground?
Big eyes?
Yeah.
Frog.
Okay. And how about the same thing that lives on land?
Frog.
Okay. Call it a frog right on then.
That's right. Okay.
What do you call a little one that lives up in a tree, makes a chirping noise?
Oh, that's an old rain frog.
Okay.
Them things is poison.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
I just call them baits.
Okay.
Long worms, I call them baits.
Well, what are some other kinds of worms that are used for fishing? Besides the
I can't say that.
Okay.
I can't say catawba. I think that's
you
a
said
name
it. You said it fine. Can you think of any other kinds?
No, not any other kind. Only
all right, now a catawba worm lives in a tree, doesn't it?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, Miss was telling me about some catawba worms. She doesn't like those things.
They have stickers on them.
What do you call an insect that sends off light on and off in the summertime?
So lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
Butterflies?
No, this thing, the wings on it aren't as big as a butterfly's wings. And they're not pretty colored like that.
Well, are you talking about a moth?
No. They don't have big wings like that. They have little wings.
Are you talking about a hummingbird?
No. Still talking about an insect. This isn't a good description. I guess I better come.
Camouflage.
Huh? No. It's not quite like that. It's got a long body. And its body looks pretty much like a butterfly. No. Its body looks pretty much like a butterfly's body. Except its wings are little narrow wings. And I think it has two sets. A set of...
I don't know, but...
That's called an old mare, ain't it? That's called an old... No, I think it's called a mare. It's something sort of like a mosquito.
Yeah.
Well, that's called an old mare.
Okay.
I don't know, but I know.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds that looks like a wasp, but it's not a wasp?
It's a dirt diaper.
Mm-hmm. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Famous.
Okay. And if the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Acts like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who's not a nurse? Somebody else. I
went into this office, and there was a man there. Yes,
okay. Let's see, if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Most of them call him city slicker.
Now let's turn it around. If a country person goes into town, what might the town people call him behind his back?
That's a countryman.
Countryman, okay. Let's see, how do you normally refer to a member of your own race?
How do I normally refer?
Mm-hmm. What do you usually call people whose skin is brown or black?
Well, I generally call them by the real name, but I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're talking about your race, you'd say.
That's a colored person.
Okay. We're interested in this because at Emory, the kids my age don't want to be called anything but Black Americans or Afro Americans.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be called colored people. They don't want to be called Negroes.
Well.
And so this is one of the things that we're interested in.
Right.
Now let's see.